Welcome back to the Giants pregame show alongside Bill Lasky. I'm Kerry Crowley. It's a pleasure to welcome in our next guest. He's out of the ballpark, Mark Sanchez, great Giants beat reporter for CanBR.com. Mark, how's it going today?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Looking forward to chatting with you. We're having a great show so far, talking Giants baseball, the top team in the National League West right now. And we're going to turn it over to you to tell us about the roster move the Giants just made. Scott Kazmir, the inspirational, incredible run is over, and there's a new pitcher in the bullpen.
Yeah, it's inspirational for sure. It's remarkable that after, 5 years almost, he made it back to the majors. I think that's achievement enough. But right, he was DFA'd today. They brought back Camilo Duvall and his electric arm out of the bullpen. He had been pitching better, at least from the numbers in AAA, although it seems command is still an issue because I think he walked three in his last three innings there, but hasn't given up runs. So I think the Giants are hoping that maybe he's found himself a little bit. But with Kazmir, it's tough. And there are issues in his personal life that – have bothered him and require a lot of his time. It's a DFA, and I'm sure that, or I'm pretty sure that no one else will claim him. And then it's a question of whether he wants to, continue this comeback and build himself back up from Sacramento. But that would be, taking himself away from his family again. It's a difficult day, I think, with the Giants because, he was popular in there. He's a remarkable story, and I think this may be the end for him.
Hey, Mark, with Tyler Rogers getting his seventh save last night, the Giants are tied with San Diego with 22 saves for the season, and we've been seeing back and forth with McGee and Rogers. Do you see this as continuing on, or do you think somewhere down the road they may look for a closer?
I think this will continue on at least for a little while. I think Tyler Rogers is sort of unquestionably their most trusted guy, and whether he gets the eighth or ninth or even – sixth with the bases loaded or something. I think it's more situations that'll dictate that than one guy. On the other hand, we've seen Zach Littell, and he's been very good. We're starting to see Dominic Leon, who had remarkable numbers, AAA. Now we're going to see Camilo Duvall. They're giving a chance to these guys to sort of claim, if they want eighth or ninth inning roles, now is the time. And that's going to be interesting to see sort of who separates themselves over the next month. I'd be surprised if they made a move before then, because I think they want to see, within their system what they have right now. But you're right. In a month or so, if no one has separated themselves and the bullpen is still an issue as it's been, I think that's when, Farhan will hit up the trade market and see what else is out there.
The Giants have done such a good job filling gaps, plugging holes on this team. It seems like the cliche next man up mentality has really been the calling card for this Giants club, Mark. And now with Scott Kazmir being DFA'd and Logan Webb on the injured list, he's no throw for a few weeks. There's a hole in this rotation. Any early ideas on how they might fill that next week in Texas and D.C.?
Is this a pointed Sammy Long question? Is that what you're getting at, Kerry?
Well, there is a 40-man roster spot open. Sam Long did pitch on the same night as Scott Kazmir, so you connect the dots for us, sir.
Well, I can tell you that Sammy Long was supposed to pitch today, and they bumped him up to piggyback off Tyler Beatty yesterday in AAA. And the fact that they lined him up, on the same day as Kazmir, on the same day as the fifth rotation spot with the big league Giants, I don't think that's an accident. He lit up AA, and I think he only had 15 innings there before he got called up to AAA. He's a nearby guy. I think he said he had between 150 and 200 people in his first outing in AAA. He is the talk of Sacramento, but I'm not sure exactly how long he's going to last there. I think he'll be up. If he's not up next turn, he'll be up within a couple of weeks. They love the stuff. The story is remarkable. They've been keeping him at about 60 pitches per outing so that he can be sort of a bulk inning guy out of the pen, or if they needed to extend him, it would not take too long to extend him, only a couple of weeks. But they love the stuff, and I think we'll see him soon.
Hey, Mark, yesterday in the game, Buster Posey got hit in the collarbone with a foul ball, and then later on in the game he got hit in the family jewels, and he kind of stung that one. When you look at this lineup and you saw Trump in the lineup today, I was a little surprised because Gausman loves to throw to Posey. Do you think this might be a little problem in the beginning of the game?
Well, I should say that you handled where Posey was hit very delicately. I think he would appreciate that. I do think that the plan was sort of regardless to give Buster a day off today, and they sort of planned this out so far in advance that I think Trump knew that he would be getting this start, and Gossman knew that Trump would be getting this start. So I expect that they've been working together, and they worked together plenty last year too, actually. So, but at the same time, you know, whenever you're not starting Buster Posey, there's going to be a decline in play, and it's going to be an adjustment period. That is just natural. But I think they've had enough time in mind to get Trump here, to get him on the same page with Gossman, and to sort of feel confident with that pairing, you know, even if Trump doesn't give them, you know, obviously the offensive upside that Buster does.
Chatting with Mark Sanchez, great Giants beat reporter for KMBR.com. Mark, once again, we saw Brandon Crawford make a jaw-dropping play at the shortstop position last night, robbing Anthony Rizzo up the middle, standing up, spinning, throwing to first. I'm not going to ask you if this surprises you, because at this point, clearly, we've all been surprised about Brandon Crawford. What I want to know is that if you think managers around the league had one game to win tomorrow, who are they choosing at the shortstop position, and is Crawford in consideration, considering all he's done this season?
You know, we say with Gossman that, you know, he's an ace and maybe he's in the Cy Young talk, and yet that's sort of the non-DeGrom division, just because Jacob DeGrom is so dominating. That might be the same thing with Fernando Tatis Jr., who's, you know, a superstar and still a kid and still getting better, although he's been hurt some this year, and that's sort of what's kept him from racking up maybe the numbers. But beyond that, it's difficult for me to say that, you know, anyone has played better at shortstop than Brandon Crawford this year. And you're right that it is surprising, even if Alex Dickerson said yesterday, we're not surprised, that they know how good he is, that this is just what they expect from him every day. But, you know, a 34-year-old shortstop, you know, this is the time when he's supposed to be declining. This is a time when he's supposed to be a second baseman or a third baseman and figuring out how to, you know, still be relevant in the league. And for him to not just be, you know, Brandon Crawford, but be better than Brandon Crawford has ever been through 2 months of the season. Right. Other than Tatis, I don't know who you're picking at that spot right now.
When Jason Vossler came up to pinch hit yesterday, he smoked the very first pitch he saw for a home run, the seventh pinch hit home run the Giants have had this year, and they lead MLB. The approach that these hitters are coming through, they seem like they're attacking early. Do you see the same thing, Mark, and do you think this is going to continue?
I do. It is kind of, you know, which one they're going to pick, because you see a guy like Tauchman who might not swing until it's 3-2, and the Giants sort of define themselves by working pitchers, by seeing a lot of pitches and not swinging at the ones that, you know, they will not do damage to in their lingo. But then, you know, just with how good breaking pitches are right now, and with how sort of unhittable a lot of sliders are, a lot of curveballs are, I think we're seeing the Giants and a lot of the league adjust really to see, you know, the first fastball that they get, that's the one they're pouncing on. And with Vossler especially, you know, he got a good pitch to hit and hit it immediately on a pretty cold night in San Francisco, coming off the bench. And he said, well, he was kind of, he got sweated up in underneath the bowels of Oracle Park here in the cage underneath. And he had been timing for that at bat and just staying ready and staying hot throughout so that he had that at bat sort of penciled and ready for it. For such a young guy and a rookie to sort of learn as he's gone along from the other guys here and even in AAA to figure out exactly what he needs to do to be ready for that at bat on a cold night, that was really impressive.
Hey, right after Jason Vossler hits the home run out to center field, Lamont Wade steps up and drills one out to right field. I think of all the replacements the Giants have had this season, the two most impressive to me have been Steven Duggar and Lamont Wade. And of course, we knew about Steven Duggar for the last several years, Mark, because he'd come through this Giants system. But Lamont Wade really looking like a solid Farhan find, and he's playing a really good defensive first base, and I don't think any of us expected that.
Right, he's not a first baseman. No. That's the sort of really weird thing. He's been, you know, Brandon Belt-esque. He picked a Longoria one in the dirt yesterday that was really impressive play. He's pretty quick there. He's got the reflexes. He's got the instincts, really just from he played a lot, some college first base at University of Maryland. He's a Terp. I'm very proud of that. But he, for a guy who, you know, is not a first baseman, but clearly athletic enough to just move over there and play it seamlessly and also be the exact guy that they wanted at the plate. You know, he didn't have the major league experience, but he had a minor league history of walking a lot, striking out not a lot, and making a lot of contact. And there's enough power that I think the Giants think that, you know, he can hit those home runs that we saw yesterday. He's been exactly what they want at the plate, and I think sort of a revelation in the field, just because he's not, you know, he's not the right fielder that they thought he would be. He is a, play him anywhere in the outfield or at first base, and you feel confident with him there.
Mark, I loved your comparisons when Littell and Menez came into the game yesterday. You said, hey, I don't know which one throws right or left, but they both look alike. Tell me your thoughts on Menez's appearance yesterday.
I think he's got the better beard. I think that both of them will tell you that, that he maybe puts a little bit more work into keeping it maintained while Littell kind of just wakes up and that's how he looks. Littell has said that. I don't think he'd get mad at me for saying that. But, right, actually on the mound, Menez looked good. And sort of whenever they go to Menez, he looks good. He doesn't have, you know, mid-90s, high-90s heat. He doesn't have the sort of put-away curveball that even a guy like Sammy Long has. He's got a pretty wide variety of pitches that I think still he thinks of himself as a starter. And that's eventually what he wants to be, even if he's sort of adjusted well to a bulk guy out of the bullpen. And the stuff doesn't blow you away, but it consistently gets results. And we didn't see him a lot last year, but when we did, he was effective. And I think the Giants maybe don't love the stuff as much as they do with other guys, but there is something to just getting outs, and Menez has proven he can do that.
Well, we looked at each other in the press box last night when Menez came in, Mark, and we said, he can pitch. Mark Sanchez, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Mark.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
All right. He's Mark Sanchez, great Giants beat reporter for KMBR.com. When we come back, a lot more on this Giants pregame show. We're going to go in the booth at Oracle Park with the great Mike Krukow. Coming up next on KMBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.